welcome back to HE Podcast, a series where we explore and understand how research works in the environment and ecology and how its implementation can pull us out of climate doom. The HE Podcast is your one-stop shop of curated content on conservation, sustainability, and the environment. This is your host, Namrata Murli. Conversation with conservation scientist Dr. Arvind Madhyahasta. His research interests are broad and he uses scientific tools to document, classify and assess the distribution of non-marine mollusks and amphibians of India, particularly in freshwater ecosystems, and to study different species' response to climate change. His work focuses on faunal loss and its consequences on forest dynamics, long-term changes in tree phenology, and understanding factors that contribute to such changes. He currently heads the Center for Biodiversity and Conservation at ATRI. So let's get started. Welcome, Dr. Arvind. We are excited to have you here today.
Thank you, Namrata, and good morning.
Good morning. So could you tell us a little bit more about the center's work and its focus study areas?
Okay. We at SMS Foundation, Center for Biodiversity and Conservation, it's a center for knowledge generation at ATRI. We have currently 10 faculties spread across India, mainly in Bangalore, followed by Delhi and Sikkim offices. These faculties' interests straddle across many fields, but pointing to conservation of biological diversity. At our center, we describe new species of plants, insects, snails, and frogs to One Health, which looks human and natural systems holistically, which is an emerging area in ATRI. Apart from these, we have experts working on hydrology, conservation genetics, population ecology, canopy science, freshwater ecology, soil science, ecophysiology, and bird migration using satellite telemetry. There are unique data sets for over 30 years from long-term monitoring of wet forests from southern India, which being curated, analyzed, and written up. We know that many of our ecosystems have invasive species problem, and there have been very interesting outputs on management of several invasive species, including Lantana and Prosopis. It is being realized that we also need to understand environmental history, politics of conservation to make meaningful impacts on the ground.
So amongst all these projects, Dr. Arvind, what is the project that excites you the most based on your expertise and, of course, just for conservation on the whole, what excites you the most?
Yeah, I must say that all projects excite me and all projects are important, whether it's a pure documentation of diversity or very hardcore on-site conservation activities, but all projects are really, really exciting. I cannot pinpoint one project, be it a raptor migration or describing a small or cryptic animal or genetics. However, wetlands and grasslands are critical ecosystems entrapped in human-dominated landscapes. These are generally considered as wasteland and being converted to other developmental activities. But these so-called wastelands are rich in biodiversity and many of them are unique. So conservation in these habitats with community engagement is something the center is involved. We have many of our faculty collaborating on the issues around these ecosystems. Though these projects will be able to show the results on ground, and also we hope to have some implication on the policy so that we'll have an impact at the scale which is meaningful.
So what is the biggest impact project according to you at the center right now?
Well, several projects undertaken from the center have created impact nationally or internationally. My own work on assessing the red list status of mollusks and amphibians of India for International Union for Conservation of Nature and listing threatened mollusks of frogs and mollusks for state biodiversity boards of Kerala and Karnataka, which will be a guiding document for state forest departments for granting permission for collections in the future. Also, Jagadish Krishnaswamy's work on Western Ghats have helped in identifying Western Ghats as World Heritage Site by UNESCO. Many of fellows are involved in ARREST program, an ambitious country-scale program on restoring the degraded lands is need of the hour. Also, Dr. Ravikant's work on adulteration in Ayurvedic medicine is a very important contribution from our center.
Could you tell us what the next 5 years look like at the Center for Biodiversity and Conservation? What are the new exciting things that are going to be coming up?
Sure. Next 5 years will be very interesting and challenging given the unprecedented changes taking place in the environment, such as pandemic, river linking, or other major developmental activities such as building dams or the roads, especially in the biodiversity hotspots such as Western Ghats and Northeast India. Understanding the threats to biodiversity and coming up with solutions to mitigate and conserve this important and unique biodiversity will be a major focus of our center.
What would you say to young students who are considering the field of conservation sciences? Should they do it? Should they not? And why?
Well, they should. But, challenges are really, really growing, especially once the pandemic abates. One will expect a lot of thirst on economic development where India is concentrating. We want to become a number one economy in the world. So this will always have an implication on the conservation of biological diversity. We need future leaders who will learn to balance development with conservation. This is very, very important. The challenges are growing day by day, given the economic development, economic growth is happening in India. So once the pandemic abates, one will expect a lot of thirst on economic development. We need future leaders who will learn to balance development with the conservation. We need the younger generation to engage deeply and contribute to this in a meaningful manner and nurture development towards sustainability.
So we have the COP CBD starting today as we record this episode. What is the biggest outcome you're looking for? What do you think the challenges will be? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, conservation of biological diversity and sustainable livelihoods are the most important things which I'm expecting out of this, and also the restoring of the degraded lands. India has got millions of hectares of degraded land. Hope our leaders will take proactive steps in restoring this degraded land so that we can mitigate climate change, improve livelihood, and conserve the biological diversity.
So thank you, Dr. Arvind, for taking the time to talk to us today. You have definitely got us excited about the future of conservation, and we as ATRI and young Indians are incredibly lucky to have bright minds such as yours working on conservation. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned to our channel for more insights into the environment and the problems we face globally. Do subscribe to our channel to stay connected.